In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Y'all are already seated, so. Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, is a time of the church year where we all gather out in the front with these palms, and it represents Jesus coming into Jerusalem victorious on a donkey, and the people are laying cloaks and garments and palms at his feet as he walks in with a victorious celebration where the people are supposed to love him because he has done all of these things, all of these great things, and they are celebrating that this Palm Sunday, and it's a great celebration. We come in, we reenact it. We reenact it. When we sing all glory, law, and honor, and you'd think that, you know, everything would be great and everything would be wonderful. And it is at this moment that Jesus is triumphantly entering into Jerusalem, just as we reenact it today with these palms. They lay it at his feet. Y'all could have messed up this beautiful carpet and had palms all over it. We could have had a donkey riding up here. We could have. But that's besides the point. Beside the point is that it was a great celebration. The Messiah, that person they thought that was Messiah. But wait, what happens? You know, those leaders, those religious leaders of the time, the kind that wear these fancy robes and clothes, were like, wait a minute, this guy is upsetting our apple cart. We got a pretty good thing here at the temple. You know, we can do this. And Jesus comes in and destroys the temple. He destroys those things that are dear to their heart. You know, and also, what is this about a Messiah? Messiahs in the Jewish context is going to lead the Roman yoke. It's going to take the old Rome and make Jews, make the Hebrews their own people again. But that's not necessarily what was happening. It turns on a dime. All of a sudden, Jesus is arrested after that Last Supper. All of a sudden, he's in front of Pilate. All of a sudden, he is going up to that cross. It starts out with joy. It ends up with crucifixion. So it turns sad right now in this service. And we're sitting there going, oh no, what is going on here? That's why we celebrate Holy Week. But thankfully, God's time and God's ways are not our ways. God evidently had no intention of making Jesus the warrior king for the Hebrews to beat the Romans out of their land. That wasn't what he was talking about. And that's what they thought. Evidently, Jesus was to die on that cross. Evidently, Jesus was going to conquer death and sin and reconcile us by rising from the dead and offering us new life and new forgiveness. But we're not there yet. All we are right now is that he's being arrested and he is being thrown up on that cross, dying a horrible death. And those leaders at that time probably thought that was going to be the end of it. Because they said, you know, you get rid of him, it's gone. Well, over 2,000 years later, I'm sitting here talking about that story. So evidently, they didn't get that one right. But the bottom line is that God is a mystery. God's ways are not our ways. It's not something that we figure out or that we can put in a formula and say, that's it. Because if you did that, it wouldn't make any sense at all. That's not how God works. God works through you and me. God works through story. God works through flipping things around by giving us hope, by giving us life, by giving us mercy and forgiveness, by giving us the ability to help others, to show each other resurrection and forgiveness. And that's what this is about. By forgiving, loving, and showing us the way. And God turned history on his head through the story of Jesus Christ, through his death, through his resurrection, as we start out in celebration today, as we leave kind of down because Jesus is being executed. That's okay. We have this Holy Week coming up. Maundy Thursday, we're going to celebrate where Jesus shows us about service, washing feet, and the Last Supper. Good Friday, we're going to celebrate or not celebrate. We're going to be sad. That's where they hang Jesus on the cross. The Easter services is where new life. It's all one service going down, 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 and it's back up where Jesus shatters death. That's what this week is about. I encourage all of you to live into that. Live into this Holy Week. Walk those steps of Jesus. Go down into the pits of sorrow with Him so that when He breaks those chains of death, you rise again to new life with Him. You really see and know that this Easter Sunday. But today, we start that journey. And I ask you in your prayers, just ask God daily, what is my place in my journey with you as we live this life, seeking to love and to serve Him in all things. I pray for all of you and myself that God gives us the joy, the wisdom, and the love to seek to do His will and to know how much we are loved by a God who loves us all. And may you be blessed this Holy Week as you seek to serve the risen Christ in all things. Amen.